The gospel of today says that he will give to each one according to their just deserts, according to what they deserve to be given. Of course, our Lord there is not necessarily speaking about rewards. He's speaking about punishment. He knows very well that the majority of mankind, even those who say they follow him, are not following him. They're not doing his will. And so he reminds us, you will get what you deserve. So don't complain if you have to suffer and if you have to go through many things. On the other hand, the feast of today, which is one of the feasts of the Seraphic Father, St. Francis, reminds us that the saints have to suffer a lot. In fact, the saints suffer more than normal people. And so you have a lot of sufferings, then you know that you're in good company. Because suffering is a sign of the love of God. It is as if God were to hug you so tight that it hurts. That is suffering. And of course, suffer we must if we are going to join him in heaven at the end of our lives. But today we celebrate the feast of one who's suffered tremendously, and a lot of the suffering that he underwent was chosen by himself. None other than St. Francis. St. Francis of Assisi, the real St. Francis. Not the social worker or lover of the poor. That's all nonsense. He loved the poorest of the poor, Jesus Christ, and Our Lady of Sorrows. That is the lover of the poor. But he loved more than anything or anyone else, our Lord Jesus Christ, and his passion. And so we see he was able to found, with the help of God, it would have not been possible without the help of God, the order that he founded, the Franciscan family. And of course, that has its many branches today, but nevertheless, it is one family. And then, of course, he also was joined later on by his neighbor, though not necessarily friend, St. Clare of Assisi, and later all her family, all the women in her family, joined her in the second order of St. Francis, that is, the cloistered order. So, of course, what we see today all over the place, which we don't really see them because they have disappeared in many ways, are the third orders, which are not nuns or brothers or priests. They are just consecrated lay persons. But until recently, they all wore a habit which stood for their consecration. And of course, under the false pretenses of Vatican II, which never said to do such a thing, never. Find it in there if you want. They have taken all their habits off, and they're not recognizable. So they're nothing, really have become nothing. But St. Francis did not found that, but he did found the Order of the Friars Minor and the Order of St. Clare with her. So towards the end of his life, and of course you should read his life, not watch the ridiculous movies that have been made about him in the last 50 or 60 years that have nothing to do with his spirituality or anything. The spirituality of Francis is that of suffering, of following Christ with the cross on your back. So much did he suffer and join Christ with the cross on his back that a couple of years before his death in 1226, he was on retreat on a mountain right up from Assisi, not a very big mountain, but a big enough mountain, called Alverna. He was on Mount Alverna with Brother Leo and several of his closest companions, because even there he had those who were his favorites, just like our Lord did. The fact that you are a follower of Christ does not mean that you do not have your own favorite friends and favorite followers. Christ did, St. Francis did, Brother Leo was one of them. And he was there praying. He He asked all of them but him to stay away from him. There were about five or six of them. And it was around this date, in 12, 24, 23, and he was praying, and all of a sudden, he was lifted up from the ground, and then he saw, as he told the others later, Jesus crucified, who was being held aloft, the crucifix, by a seraph. And that's why he's called a seraphic father, because he was visited by a seraph. And the seraphim are the angels that in the scriptures it says have six wings, two to fly with, two to cover themselves with, two to follow beneath them, and to propel them from one place to the other. That is the way the scripture describes it. And St. Francis saw this. And then at that moment, from the hands and side and feet of Christ came forth tremendous, powerful rays of fiery light, and then they pierced his hands and feet and his side, and this is called the stigmata, the imprinting of the wounds of Christ on the body, the physical human body of St. Francis. He was to die 2 years later in 1226 on October the 4th. And so today the church celebrates this. It's interesting because there have been different persons. Of course, we know about St. Pius of Pietrelcina, whose blood is on our altars. And we know about many other saints, St. Gemma Galgani, St. Rita, and so forth. But for the most part, other than St. Pius of Pietrelcina, St. Francis is the only male saint that we know about to receive the stigmata. Now, St. Paul mentions it in the reading of today. I bear the stigmata of our Lord Jesus Christ. But scripture scholars are not sure that it means the same thing as St. Francis or Padre Pio or whoever. They do not know that. And there is no way that they can know it. It is not a dogma of faith, but it is there. That he wears the stigmata of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so today we celebrate this great feast. And it is the only feast of a special miracle to a saint that is in the whole liturgical calendar. And it is this, the commemoration of the imprinting of the sacred stigmata on the body of our Father Francis. May we follow him, the real St. Francis, not the imaginary St. Francis. When we learn about him, read his writings, and learn to follow him just as he followed Christ. And may we too, whether spiritually or physically, be impressed by the sacred stigmata of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.